Well, it's not every day that something that you do all the time over and over again and you're going to do again has changed, but this is the summer of change. It's been the past 6 months of change with the advent of COVID-19. Going to welcome back a couple of guests for the first time since this all started developing, talking about the Taconic Learning Center. First of all, Tom Grunewald. Tom, good morning. Nice to speak
to you. Good morning to you, Marshall.
And Larry, nice to speak to you, Larry Rand.
Good morning, Marshall.
All right, as I said in the opening here, obviously the opening for the fall term for the Taconic Learning Center is coming up, and obviously due to COVID-19, there are some differences, some changes, and some rules. So right off the top, why don't we talk about those? Tom, you've got the information that's in front of you. So people that are listening, let's go over that information. What's different and the registration now for the fall term?
Everything is going to be on Zoom. And all the courses are on the website. And the link to Zoom is on the website. Now, we're going to have training sessions of about 10 minutes starting in early September for students to learn how to participate in the Zoom classes. The time and dates for these classes will be emailed to all who have registered for one or more classes. You can attend one of the classes. If you need more coaching, you can attend more than one. And it's really easy to get onto Zoom.
And the great thing about this is that the minute you register, this is the whole thing which makes this great, is the minute you register for a course for this fall semester, you don't have to worry about follow-up. They will email you, and you will have all the information so you can join these practice meetings, and you'll know about it, and you'll learn how to do it. That, I think that's a great step forward for people that are that might be a little worried about that.
Right, and the links to the meeting are posted at this point on the website already.
But, let me add a word, if I may. We do have two practice sessions scheduled for a week from tomorrow. That is Tuesday, September the 8th. And one of those will be at 10 o'clock, and the other one will be at 1 o'clock. So if you would like to join, I heartily recommend that you do that.
It's a little twist on things, but I think what I found out listening to the different libraries that offer the different Zoom presentations is that the participation really was quite successful. And once people got used to the technology and the way they have to deal with their computer speakers, that these Zoom meetings all work out really nice. And people might get a little spoiled, as a matter of fact, sitting in front of their computer at their home, going to these different courses. But let's get away from Zoom for just a second and talk about the courses, because these courses might be on Zoom, but you still have a full lineup of courses.
Well, we've got seven of them. Why don't you start, Larry?
Okay, well, on Monday, this is the first one that will be held on Zoom. It's September the 14th, Monday at 10 o'clock. Dick Paddock will talk about post-industrial Northwest Connecticut. And he will explain a topic about our town that you may not be aware of.
Yeah. On Tuesday, let me introduce the instructor, Larry Rand, who's going to tell you about his class on Tuesday at 10 o'clock.
Larry, this class just keeps getting better and better.
Well, I have to thank the Supreme Court for that. And there were some surprise decisions that came out in this summer. And they involved, first of all, the LGBTQ community, and another one was involving the DACA program, and another one involved a Louisiana law restricting abortions. Now, those decisions did come out on the liberal side, but there were also a lot of conservative ones, so we have lots to go over, and my class will start at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, September the 15th.
You know what's great about you, this course now? There's, you know, whenever a decision comes down from the Supreme Court, you hear people hollering on both sides of the fence. I think what's great about your course, if people had taken this course a couple of times ahead of time, you'd really understand the intricacies and the pressures that go upon a Supreme Court justice. So for people that look at these Supreme Court rulings, this is a must, even if you've never done this before and you want to learn a little bit about what goes into these decisions and what goes into the Supreme Court. I think that this is a topic that people should really glean onto, because once again, everybody thinks they know a lot about the Supreme Court, but they don't really understand the technicality. So, Larry, you've got a hot one there.
Thank you so much. And just one added word. I will be offering during the course an opportunity to listen to the justices during oral argument in each case that we study. And that'll be a lot of fun. Okay, Tom, you want to explain the Shakespeare course?
Sure. Tuesday at 1 o'clock, if you've had enough politics from Larry, you can continue with politics in Shakespeare, Robert Rumsey's class, and he's dealing with the Henry IV plays, Parts 1 and 2, and Henry V. And, yeah, we think about them, and we think about Falstaff, but really the core of those plays is the political situation and who's fighting whom and who wins. So that should be, well, relevant, let's put it that way.
On Wednesday at 10 a.m., starting on September the 16th, Linda Nyberg, who has not taught with us before, but has taught literature courses in schools and colleges, will offer a course on monsters in 19th century British literature. And this is going to be a fascinating course, and it's going to put the monsters in the literature into the broader context of the situation in 19th century British society. So I highly encourage people to sign up for that.
Jabberwocky. I see Jabberwocky's going to be discussed on this. And if people aren't familiar with that, they should get familiar with that. That is this sounds like, to me, who have followed monsters since I was a kid from Dracula on up. Sounds like it's going to be an interesting course for anybody who's interested in the history of that. Now, what the next course looks also kind of cool, and the title of it is The Future Ain't What It Used to Be.
Well, it's Jerry Jammin, who is always an entertaining instructor, and he's going to deal with the New York, the Bronx in the 50s. And the situation in the northwest corner in 2020. And as he says, we'll review what has happened to our society, economy, and institutions since the beginning of the year. We can continue to hope for a magic cure, a drug, or vaccine that can quickly bring life back to what it once was. Maybe, but hope is not a strategy.
You know, I'm sorry, we're going to slide into the next one. Doctrine, Dictators, and the Devil.
Bruce Montgomery is going to be offering this course. Sounds fascinating to me. I'm just going to read a little bit from the description. Hitler, Stalin, and Mao, among a few notable others, are responsible for the genocide, murder, starvation, and political extermination of many millions of individuals in the 20th century. Why did they do this? Why were they tolerated as long as they were? These are questions that certainly are relevant today, and I highly encourage people to sign up for this course. It's going to be a doozer.
And we are talking, of course, about the Taconic Learning Center, the fall courses. And Thomas, play reading comes up next.
Yeah, Robert Rumsey is doing another class, play reading, and he's going to deal with British theater when things all change. Look Back in Anger, John Osborne, The Entertainer, Taste of Honey by Sheila Delaney, and What the Butler Saw by Joe Orton. And in that class, and it'll be interesting to do it on Zoom, and we've seen a lot of that shared screen the students will be reading from those plays.
You know, I think it's a great way. We have so many different people and nonprofit organizations and organizations that have adapted to what we've had to adapt to. And the way to have people continue to learn from the Taconic Learning Center and keep their minds active. You know, Tom and Larry, the Sharon Playhouse has run outdoor plays this summer, and they're not making any money on it, really. They break even. But it's to keep people's minds active and engaged. And I think what the Taconic Learning Center does on a year-by-year, a season-by-season basis is so important that it's one of those things that you just can't let it go. And I think that's what's great. You still keep people mentally stimulated by offering these courses on Zoom.
Last night I watched the Music Mountain live stream where the cassette string quartet was performing socially distanced and doing all the right things, and including a discussion with the quartet members and a former quartet member who zoomed in from Japan.
So, I mean, and this is some of the great things. So, and you don't have to lose that neighbor-to-neighbor contact. You don't have to lose, once again, the ability to go to these courses and to learn from these courses and to just basically enrich your life because, once again, I want to get back to the fact that these are going to be on Zoom. And once again, Tom, once again, mention once again that people that are a little worried about this, they'll be getting an email once they sign up for the course and once again go over those Zoom learning centers.
Right, absolutely. And yep. Let's repeat those dates.
Yeah, the Zoom sessions.
Tuesday the 8th.
Excuse me, yeah.
At 10 a.m. or 1 p.m. You can join one of those classes or both.
And so far we have a good sign up, but we'd love to have more people sign up for the courses. You can do that online.
Can participate without going to one of the venues. You don't have to go to Gear, or you don't have to go to Noble Horizon. You can stay at home.
Exactly.
And once again, for more information on all these courses and more, TaconicLearningCenter.org, TaconicLearningCenter.org. Guys, times may change, pandemics may come, but I'm glad that the Taconic Learning Center is going to forge ahead and with an incredible fall session this year.
Thanks so much, Marshall.
Thank you for giving us this time.